Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama and the biggest shows across the northern part of the state in the afternoons is this one, Right Side Radio, and it's because of y'all. It's because of this audience, and it's an honor, by the way, to have this platform to be with you every day from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday, and I thank you for making this show what it is. And listen, by the way, that's also partly because we have great team members, several of them. And here's one, ZLA Solutions. I mean, I talk about them all the time, but I know those folks personally. I was talking to one of them this morning. ZLA Solutions, they're just some of the best at getting people back to work. Now, we have the 3.1% unemployment rate, which is incredibly good in Alabama. But there's still people looking for jobs, and there's still employers looking to fill out the ranks of their workforce. So ZLAUSA.com has jobs posted, but if you're an employer, go to ZLAUSA.com anyway and check it out. They can help you with the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it, and get you a staffing situation squared away. At ZLA Solutions, they like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. All right, so if you want to call in, by the way, 866-494-9866, talking today about the Rittenhouse trial, about government spending, about the Second Amendment, give me a holler. I want to hear what you think about any of the above. 866-494-9866. So, yeah, the Democrats are definitely taking the victory lap right now. Story on Fox Business. They had their $1.75 trillion tax and spending plan. Tax and spending plan. More like liberal wish list. Nancy Pelosi was just effusive this morning. She was effusive. She was beside herself. This is her quote. It's monumental. It's historic. It's transformative. It's bigger than anything we've ever done, she said during a press conference. Ugh. But yeah, they did. They voted it. So here's the deal, in case you're not familiar with the process. I mean, so this $1.75 trillion monstrosity that used to be $3.5 trillion. Now, first of all, they've been saying it's not going to cost a thing. You know, Biden, zero. It'll cost zero. Nothing at all. And that's wrong. So the Congressional Budget Office came out with a score yesterday, estimates that it'll put, I think it's $367 billion more into the deficit. Here's the other trick you got to watch. They have put sunset provisions. That's the legislative term for a date when a program will end. They put sunset provisions on certain aspects of the bill. Things, programs it'll create and all that kind of stuff will allegedly run out at a certain time. When's the last time you saw a government program come to an end? When is the last time you ever saw a government program to an end? Exactly. So it's $1.75 trillion in new spending now, unless they decide to extend certain programs, at which point the spending goes on in perpetuity and it costs exponentially more. Not only that, but here's the deal. Aside from the victory laps they're taking, and procedurally speaking, they're not there yet. It's got to go back to the Senate. The Senate's going to make changes. The Senate's going to do things to this bill. The Senate's going to try to whittle it down. The Senate's going to try and, you know, bring amendments that will soften the blow, so to speak. And they're trying to get it in a posture where hopefully it won't pass, but nonetheless, if it does, it's better than it was before. That's the goal of a lot of senators, and they got a 50-50 split right now in the Senate. They cannot afford to lose a single vote in the Senate. Right now, if they split down party lines, Vice President Kamala Harris can come in and preside over the Senate as the chair. She can vote also. She can be a tiebreaker. So technically, they could win by 51-50. But Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are both still saying they do not like this bill. Now, Manchin has been very clear. Manchin doesn't like it. At one point, he talked about $1.75 trillion being something he might be able to work with, but he's also said he does not like doing this in the midst of rising inflation. He said he doesn't like certain aspects of the bill. He doesn't like the green energy mumbo-jumbo that's in there. So Manchin doesn't just like the spending. He doesn't like the bill. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with Manchin and Sinema. That being said, you may have heard me talk about the fact, oh, Lord, that one of the things they want to do, wow, looking at another story that also came from Fox Business. Fox Business here reporting that Biden's spending bill has an IRS tax enforcement plan that will cause audits to double, according to one House GOP memo. But now, listen. Let's go ahead and assume for a minute that it's a partisan memo, all right? It's a Republican memo about a Democrat-backed bill, right? I get it. Maybe, maybe not. Except when you look at the numbers, here's what the bill actually does. Set aside the memo for a minute. Set aside any claims you may have to, oh, Williams, you're about to go and just be partisan. All right, here's the deal. The bill literally has $80 billion in it for funding, for upfunding. That's upfunding of the IRS over the next 10 years. Nearly $79 billion of that would be used to bolster tax enforcement efforts, hire more IRS agents, conduct more audits, and improve taxpayer support services and modernize outdated technology. What do you think that means? Wow. So suddenly the IRS police, the auditors, are going to exponentially increase in their scope and size and capability. What do you think is going to happen with that? Well, they can sit around and get bored with their newfound desk they didn't know they were going to have, and the newfound job they didn't know they're going to have, or they can get out there in the field and do something, justify their existence by coming and auditing the books of businesses and individuals all over the nation exponentially. So, yeah, the Biden administration says, by the way, by doing this, they expect to raise upwards of $400 billion in new revenue by finding monies that has not been collected prior to that. Well, okay, I agree with Justin Bogey a moment ago, whose assessment is that's not always accurate. And if you're trying to base your spending plans upon unrealized, previously uncollected funds, good luck. But the White House right now, the White House story on Fox, I'm looking at it right now on the screen, says the White House still stands by its claim that the reconciliation bill, that's what we're calling this thing, the reconciliation bill will not add to the deficit, despite the fact that the CBO says it will. I'm looking at another article right here. The CBO says it will increase spending, the deficit, by another $367 billion. That's a little over a third of a trillion, all right? A third of $1 trillion in increased debt, all right? That's just amazing to me. You know, the other part of this is President Biden had said he was not going to be raising taxes on the middle class. And this bill will. Now, they're small. The middle class provisions are small. But they're raising them. And they're definitely making things more difficult. And they're definitely looking at increased spending that would definitely be in contrast to his goal of coming into office to be the guy who reunites things and literally America's back and then we'll be able to do stuff and we're gonna do all these great things and I'm gonna be a centrist and yeah, how'd that work out? So anyway, listen, hey folks, by the way, 866-494-9866. If you want to call in, it's a Friday afternoon. I'm pleased with the Rittenhouse trial. I'm also pleased that we've got over 13,000 downloads on our podcast. So I think it's time to give away some t-shirts. Copper, what do you think? Grab the microphone. What do you think? Time to give away some t-shirts?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
All right. You got to man the phones, girl. That's you. So listen, we'll do it. All right, folks, you call in. The next two people who call in and say that they are Right Side Ruffians, I've got a Right Side Radio t-shirt for you. We'll need you to give Copper your address, your shirt size, and we will get those shirts in the mail. Dadgum, the phones are ringing already. All right, so I see one coming, and we're going to grab it. But that's a great way to do a Friday afternoon. I enjoy that. Oh, did we lose him already, Copper? Hang on. One's coming in. Another one's coming in. Oh, wow. Phones are ringing. This is where Copper gets like kind of like manic crazy as she tries to keep the phone lines going. All right, Copper, I'm going to let you keep typing on the board for a second, and then I'm going to line two, Shelton. Hey, Copper, give me line two for Shelton. Hey, Shelton, Phil Williams on. Oh, nope, you're not ready there yet, Copper. Did I have the wrong one? Is it Steve? Oh, let me get line three with Steve from Stirum. Steve, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. Are you a Right Side Ruffian?
I am a Right Side Ruffian, Phil.
I'm glad to hear it, my friend. Thank you for that. Outstanding. Well, listen, You stay on the line and make sure you give Copper your shirt size and your address, and we'll get one to you, all right?
All right. Thanks so much, sir.
All right. Don't hang up now. Copper will get back to you on line three. Hey, Copper, what you got there? Oh, line one. Let's go to line one. Nicholas from Huntsville. Hey, Nicholas, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How are you?
Oh, man, it's been a day.
It has been a day. Are you a Right Side ruffian, Nicholas? Did I lose him?
Spending a little bit of time in law enforcement, fire rescue, working in construction now. You know, absolutely.
Well, I'm glad of it. Thank you, by the way, for your time in law enforcement. Appreciate your service there. And so are you telling me you're a Right Side ruffian? Is that what I'm hearing from you, Nicholas?
Yes, sir. I am a Right Side ruffian.
All right, brother. Well, listen, you hang on the line. Do not hang up. I'll let Copper get your name and address and your shirt size, and we'll get that out to you, okay? So, Copper, that's Nicholas on line one. You got to get his information. You got to get they're lining up fast. Okay, we're about to have to call this one. So let me go next to Shelton on line two. Hey, Shelton, how you doing, man?
Doing great. I'm a 74-year-old grandfather, and I'm definitely a Right Side ruffian.
I like it. Well, Shelton, thank you for that, man. And where are you calling from, by the way? I didn't see that on the list. Where are you from?
Actually, we moved here from East Tennessee about 3 years ago. We live in Harvest.
Outstanding. Well, we're glad you're here. Welcome to Alabama 3 years late, but we're glad you're here, man. All right,
absolutely.
Folks.
I'm glad Alabama is bright red.
Well, exactly is. We need some of them to be more conservative, but at least they're red. Hey, Shelton, you hang on the line. Don't hang up. We'll get your shirt size and your address, and we'll square you away with a T-shirt from Right Side Radio. Copper, I'm just going to go ahead and keep going for a minute. Let me do the two more I've got. Don't take any more calls after this one. Let me get Chris from Hartsel. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Are you a Right Side ruffian?
I am a Right Side ruffian. I'm a transit from Ohio. Go Buckeyes.
we'll take you.
Hey, and who and why in the media? Who funds these people? I mean, what happened to the CIA and the FBI? And what the hell is happening to this country with the media?
Brother, I'm telling you, it's a fight that we can't hardly keep up with, but we're fighting back. And right now, like I'm really excited. We got this show. We got 1819news.com where you can see things pretty clear. But yeah. Hey, but Shelton, thanks. I mean, thank you so much for being on the air with us today, and we appreciate that very much. And Copper, I got time for one more.
Thank God for the right verdict.
All right. Well, yeah, absolutely. Hey, Copper, I got time for one more. Who's that last one I've got down there? Is it David? Yeah, David from Huntsville. Hey, David, on line four, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How are you?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, David, how you doing, buddy?
I'm hearing myself.
Well, no, you're fine. You may have a little reverb if you're on a speakerphone or something, but is this the David
that
went to?
I just took it off. Okay.
Is this the same David that went to the to Just Love Coffee today?
I did. Met a friend, and we had lunch together there and talked for an hour and a half, and the coffee was great. And I'm trying to remember what the wrap was that you got. I got the same thing.
I had the Jive Turkey, man. I had the Jive Turkey wrap.
I couldn't remember the name of it. It was
awesome. David, hey,
didn't get
I know you're a Right Side ruffian.
Yeah. So, yes, I am. You know that.
I do know that for a fact, and I appreciate you being in the audience and all that you do for the cause. So listen, man, we're going to run to a break. Do not hang up, David. I want you to give Copper your shirt size and your address, and we'll get you that shirt out right away, okay? So just hang on tight, folks. Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We got to go ahead and take that commercial break, give our team members a chance to speak to the audience. But folks, I enjoy this show. I just do. Y'all make it all right, I'm going to say. But thank you for making this show what it is and for giving us something every single day that I look forward to doing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. You bunch of Right Side ruffians, we'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. I'm going to go back to the phones. I got a call from Paul over in Athens about the Second Amendment. Hey, Paul, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil. Yeah, I'm a Right Side ruffian and a country boy that will survive, okay? Hey, out here in the country where I live here, it's not uncommon to hear gunfire going on all the time here, the neighbors and everybody else there. So here it is. My couple of city boys out of Huntsville, they're out here. We're sitting out back one. A while back, they're just sitting out back enjoying a cold beer there. And somebody was down there on the creek shooting some heavy caliber stuff there. I mean, like a couple of hundred yards away from where I am. And they say to me, doesn't that make you nervous there, all that gunfire? And I said, nah. As long as I don't hear bullets going over my head there, that's the sound of freedom.
There you go. There you go. I like it, Paul. Hey, man, I appreciate you. You have a great weekend, my friend. And if I don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving, all right?
And you too.
All right. That was, yeah, absolutely. We're the same way. Charlene and I live on the water. And come duck hunting season, man, I mean, there's times when you feel like you are literally, back in Baghdad or something. You're the first thing in the morning, you get the early, in the military, we call it the BMNT, the basic morning nautical twilight, where it just kind of a hint of light coming up, and next thing you know, it's kablam, and you're thinking, is there a duck left anywhere in the world after all that gunfire? But it's just part of living out in the country and enjoying it. And this morning, I had deer in the backyard, and it just wouldn't trade it for the world. But yeah, Second Amendment, folks. It's more than just, I think it's a part of, I hesitate to say it this way, the spirit of America, but what I'm saying is these are constitutional liberties, all right? And they shall not be infringed upon. That is the phrase that we use. And it's more than just, I want to have my guns. That's not what we're talking about as much as we're talking about our liberties. And if our founding fathers felt that it was significant enough to invest in our country in such a way as to put that into our foundational documents, then when do we stop honoring that? When do we just stop honoring that?
Well, they didn't know. All they had was muzzle loaders back then. They had no idea that people would be toting around, AR-15s with a 30-round magazine. So what?
I mean, they were smart. They understood that technology could advance. They knew that what they were writing then might be seen differently in the future, and yet we still strictly construe, and we should, our Constitution. Interesting point I was reading this morning. I think it's Switzerland, that every household in the nation, by law, has a firearm. By law, has a firearm. And shooting is a national pastime. And, oh, by the way, shooting crimes are some of the lowest in the world. Yep, that's right. Think about that for a minute. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be back in a minute. I got some stuff for you to think about. Who is in charge in D.C.? Well, if you look at the nominees that Biden's putting up, you might start questioning the same thing. That's right. We'll probably give away some more T-shirts, too, in the second hour, so stay tuned. All right, folks, we'll be right back after the news.